stands over your cubicle and won't shut up.
Hey, bro, you won't believe what happened this weekend.
I have work to do. Doesn't he have work to do? Make it stop! Make it stop! Shut up!
You're funny, dude. So anyway, I gotta tell you this part, right?
And the most spine-tingling horror of all, the empty coffee pot.
What kind of person doesn't make a fresh pot? It's a monster! Ah!
The office. Once you enter, you'll be trapped 40 hours a week for the next 30 years.
No!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump calling on Turkey to provide any audio and video evidence related to the disappearance of a Saudi journalist. Turkish authorities believe Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
We'll get down to the bottom of it. I hope that the king and the crown prince didn't know about it. That's a big factor in my eyes.
The royal regime denies any knowledge of Khashoggi's fate. A caravan of migrants from Honduras marching through Guatemala in the hope of reaching the U.S., President Trump threatening to cut aid to Honduras and other Central American countries if they don't stop the migrants. It could top $1 billion before the next drawing.
Lottery officials announced today that the Mega Millions jackpot has jumped again. Now it's up to $900 million. That makes it the second highest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. No one has won the Mega Millions top prize since July.
Fox's Gernal Scott. This is Fox News.
Yeah, we go out and get a lottery ticket to play here?
No.
Sucks.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
But I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy. What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick-or-treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
I really want to thank again Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, for sidekicking with us this afternoon. Their specialty is representing men in matters of divorce. They're just great company in the studio. This first 2 hours went by in a blink.
Oh, flew by.
Every time I looked up, there was another 5 minutes off the clock. Really amazing. They're going to come back November 5th on the eve of the election. And I can't think of two people I'd enjoy discussing that with more than
See,
them.
I have to say, though I am complicatedly single, I think it's because I'm complicatedly single. You are happily married. Dana's happily married. Recently married. Jacqueline's happily married. But you talk about all these divorces and what happens and all the divorces you've been through, and it makes me not want to even deal with marriage because it could potentially go wrong. I don't know how you folks do it. Getting married. You over and over again, and you've been married, what, this is...
First marriage didn't work out because I was...
Your fault.
On drugs.
Yeah.
Second marriage did not work out because I was on drugs.
And she was crazy.
She was a lunatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take my share of the responsibility. What a dumbass. Third marriage, sadly, the friendship has been salvaged, and we've been good co-partners, but I finally got my act together, too. So, you know, sometimes it takes what it takes. 6 minutes after 5, We have traffic news and weather, and then Brant's going to join us. We had big excitement yesterday with huge gains in the market today. It wasn't quite as nice. We'll find out why. Is that Brant?
Yes.
All right. We will be with him in just a few minutes. It's 5:06.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic things still looking really good all around the area. There's a little bit of slow traffic between Bell Road and Taylor Road on 85 northbound. It's just slow traffic. Don't see anything anywhere else. The boulevard looking pretty good. Little stop-and-go stuff around some of the major intersections around, but nothing big. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. You'll get great savings and find a great selection of vehicles at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Wetumpka police are investigating a stabbing incident. Police responded to a domestic violence call at an apartment complex Tuesday night. When they arrived on the scene, they found two people with multiple stab wounds. Police continue to investigate. Governor Kay Ivey's doctor confirms that she was hospitalized during a 2015 trip to Colorado. But Ivey disputes a statement from the state's former top law enforcement officer, Spencer Collier, that she had suffered a mini stroke. The 74-year-old says she had altitude sickness and is in good health. Ivey released a letter from her doctor saying he saw no evidence of a mini stroke. One person has been hurt when a single-engine plane crashed into some woods in East Alabama. There were three people on the plane when it came down near Interstate 85 near Opelika around 10 o'clock last night. One person was treated for minor injuries. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying somewhat cooler air for the next few days. In fact, tonight, partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 57. Not bad. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine, a fairly comfortable day with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. On Friday, high around 76 with clouds on the increase. There's a chance of showers by Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday as a strong cold front approaches the area. We will be much cooler on Sunday. I think the highs will be in the upper 60s and then the 40s on Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Ryan with Boost Mobile here in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. It's increased my sales and increased my traffic. Great decision to make.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have to ask Brant about this.
USA Today reports on a study that says global warming could threaten the world's beer supply. The production of barley is likely to drop substantially because of droughts and extreme heat.
Barley is a key ingredient in beer. That means average beer prices could double.
No! No!
Like beer?
No!
This is a circus.
No! All right, so he's on the line. Let's talk to him. Brant McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We call him Mr. Right on the Money for a reason. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Sunny Florida, walked in the last couple of days, enjoying the weather here at Palm Beach. And
have you had a chance to make it over to the Flagler Museum yet?
I haven't. Just been really too busy, but I think that's on the list for tomorrow. So
it's
definitely. I can tell you this: I'm not leaving without going to visit it. I've already decided that.
Well, yesterday when we talked, we had that jaw-dropping growth in a single day in the markets. It was a big, big day. It wasn't a disaster today. It was down. Each day there's seems to be a theme that drives the market. What was going on today?
Yeah, it was a little crazy day today. I mean, had good numbers from several companies reporting, but then also some other, interesting sort of headlines. The first one, go ahead and get this one out of the way. I mean, everyone on Wall Street was really, really eager, wanted to see what the Fed meeting minutes look like from their September meeting. And yeah, that's pretty clear. I mean, the Fed they're hell-bent. They're going to continue, to raise the federal funds rate pretty aggressively, even above a neutral rate. And that's what is concerning and a little bit spooky to the market, if you will.
Is there a potential political motivation to that? I got to ask. Because Trump is very happy about this.
I really don't think so. I mean, I think, well, first of all, Fed Chairman Powell was appointed by Trump. Most of Wall Street respects the Fed chairman immensely. I mean, he's very qualified. The problem, though, is, he has a mandate. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the economy is growing at an incredible pace now, and the Fed can't allow itself to get behind the curve. They just can't do it. First of all, they've been so accommodative for so long. They were way behind the curve. The question now is how close are they to sort of reaching that neutral rate? And they just don't want inflation to get out of control. This is a very serious issue. Right now, I don't think it's a problem, but it's something that does warrant, very, very paying close attention to. And I think that's why the chairman is doing that. When you see these jobs numbers, when you see the number of job openings, when you see the competition for labor, and you see what's going on with tariffs and with prices, that's very concerning. So they just can't allow it to get out of control. So I don't think there's a lot of political, sort of backdrop to this. I think it's really purely economics. And
one of the stories that's interesting today too is a story that Facebook shareholders want to remove Zuckerberg as chairman.
Yeah, they really need to. They need to. I mean, the Zuck. I tell you, he's a great little techie, if you will. His ability to run a company, a company of that size, deal with all of the issues that are probably headed towards them from a regulatory standpoint. Now, you talk about politics. This is where it gets kind of interesting for companies like Facebook and Google, for that matter.
Right.
So I just don't think that Zuckerberg is someone who probably needs to serve in the chairman's role.
There's been a lot of beefing about Facebook censorship and stuff, too.
That's it.
A lot of people have dropped off because they may not understand what an algorithm is. I can't say that I do, but they do know that Facebook is trying to manipulate opinion and is trying to diminish the impact of one point of view. And that is not going to work in the United States. It's just not.
No, it's not. And corporate governance is a really big issue. Particularly dealing with the financials, which is a big deal, but this is a totally different matter. We're talking about people's privacy, improved freedom of speech, the free flow of information, and so on and so forth. So, no, he doesn't need to be, in my mind, in a dual role as chairman and CEO, of Facebook for those reasons, But I tell you, getting back to today, I have to admit, earnings have been quite incredible. Just blows my mind. I mean, so far, we're early in the season, but 89% of the companies that have reported so far have beaten their estimates. They've raised guidance, which is very significant. And I think that's one of the reasons we had the big move yesterday. But then today, some of the stuff that's going on in housing, where we're starting to see a housing slowdown, Home Depot, Lowe's, a lot of these companies got hit today because of this fear that, this 10-year bond yield could move higher, mortgage rates move higher, and that could potentially put a crimp housing growth in this country. So it's things like that, and all these different sectors that are being impacted by higher rates, some in a positive way, others in a negative way. And then sectors that are being impacted, again, both positively and negatively from the tariffs. I would also note one thing that was interesting after the close, Alcoa reported earnings. Alcoa is the nation's largest producer of aluminum. And they beat their estimates handily. I mean, they absolutely had an incredible quarter. And that's significant only because with aluminum prices going up like they have, you would think that at some point you might get an early signal from Alcoa that maybe the demand for aluminum would begin to sort of wane a bit. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. Because all through the third quarter, we had aluminum prices going up at a pretty quick rate, and that didn't slow anything down. So I guess the bottom line is that the demand is still there, even though pricing went up. And that was pretty interesting to me. I think it further highlights the power of this economy, that it's able to absorb these higher prices.
You know, if you've been through it, I've been through it, we've all seen points in my lifetime where I'll never forget, and this is with an 850 credit score, buying a house with 5% down, which was very uncommon back in 1990, 5% down, and getting the lowest available mortgage, which was 10 3/8. That's 1990. So now it's kind of creeping up on 5. So from where I sit, that's a lot better than 10 3/8. But like Morris Capuano says, every one of these price hikes could add 10 to 20 bucks a month to a mortgage payment. And the whole idea, stop renting and buy so you can get that first mortgage interest deduction, but you just don't want to get wind up with a bigger monthly payment to put a roof over your head. I would move quickly on that if I were you. Those of you listening.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. So watch that 10-year bond yield. If anybody's looking to buy a home, keep looking at the 10-year bond yield. See that moving higher. And, of course, we'll be reporting on it on the show. But that's going to move before the mortgage rate moves. So.
Well, it's been an interesting week, and it's only Wednesday.
I know it. Ups
and downs.
I know it.
If you would like to sit down and talk about your financial future, I would urge you to call Brandt at 387-0094. You'll be back in the office when?
I'll be back in Montgomery Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Friday afternoon, we'll be landing.
Urge you to make an appointment to sit down with him, meet the incredible team of people he's assembled at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and talk about the goals you'd like to achieve and think long term and become managerial about your money. Because you know what? Just from that meeting, that sit down, as you leave with ideas to consider, you're going to feel better about yourself because you become managerial about your money. And many of us look at that as just balancing a checkbook. That's not what it is at all. It's about respecting your own hard work and what it produces and trying to maximize the benefit. 387-0094 McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And we will talk to you tomorrow, Brent.
Yeah, definitely. Look forward to it. Take care.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Now, that was Jay Scott, whose birthday is tomorrow. We will salute Jay tonight at Baumhauer's, even though we won't be there. But guess whose birthday it is today?
Who?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, nice.
59 years old today, Norm is. And since it is his birthday, I thought we'd play a few of his clips between now and the end of the show.
Sounds great. Sounds like a plan.
I was just going to ask you that question.
That sound good to you, Joey?
It does.
Sure does.
I kind of want to get your take on my movie, Halloween Scary Movie matchups tonight, and which ones you would pick between each matchup. I have four tonight we'll be covering.
I would be thrilled to lend you my opinion.
Okay, wonderful.
It's 5:21. Don't forget, we'll be at Baumhauer's right after the show tonight for fellowship and camaraderie and some good food, too. Come and join us at 5:21. So we'll do a Norm sandwich here in just a moment. I wanted to remind everybody there's a great business on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway called John Lee Paints. And it's been there for 3.5 decades. They are home to the official color charts for exterior colors in Montgomery's historic districts like Old Alabama Town, Old Cloverdale, and such. But what they carry there is a great line of products, beginning with Richard's Paint. Now, if you want a professional result, but you want to apply it yourself, go to John Lee Paints. They've got color coordination help for you there. The staff there is so savvy in the entire realm of painting, including making sure that you're using the right brushes, rollers for the service you're going to prepare. What kind of preparations do you need to make for that service? Does it need to be cleaned ahead of time? Do you have holes to patch? All of that stuff matters in a great outcome. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, go there, get the paint, and run down the checklist with them. There's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to painting or your time, so you get the best possible result. And they've been helping people achieve that now for a long, long time. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. John Lee Paints, 34 North Coliseum Boulevard. Happy birthday, Norm MacDonald.
All right, this is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yep.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911. Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know, fatal. So you be, if we could do a little sketch,
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here we go.
I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
That's right. This studio.
Very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. this is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of outbound traffic issue on 85 southbound between South Union and the interchange. Folks headed for 65, head back up to Prattville. There is a little bit of pressure up on 65 northbound past Highway 143. You'll see a little bit of slow traffic there. Also seeing some on Taylor Road from Vaughn Road all the way up to the interstate. As we head out to the Haunted Highway, everything looks good there. The 31s are looking really good. The rest of the boulevard looks okay. Don't see anything up on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check that's going to be offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Norm MacDonald's birthday.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
You know, when you study a great comedian, there's three words in that that make the whole skit. At the time.
Yeah.
It's different if he doesn't put those three words in there, because that was with Jon Stewart. Boy, we haven't heard much from Jon, have we, since he left The Daily Show? He did one movie that flopped, and...
I've seen him around. No, I think he purposely was like, I'm done with show business.
Really?
No, you know what I saw? He was on LeBron James' new talk. There was a one-off thing on HBO called The Shop, and he was on that. And he said, they asked him, why did you decide to hang it up? And he said, well, I'd been doing it for a while, and I started to make creative decisions out of laziness. Like, they would say, John, we're going to do this, like, pre-taped segment, and we need you to wear a suit, so you need hair and makeup and get the right suit, so we're getting the right camera. And he goes, yeah, could we do it live and I just wear normal street clothes? And he's like, at that point, I realized there were a lot of hungry comedians, especially after that Daily Show gig. And he's like, I've had a good run. Why? I'll go do other things. And then he said, things just got too weird. In a way, he's responsible for it. Like, the owning, like, somebody owns somebody else, somebody murders somebody else. Like, where Jon Stewart really ripped somebody apart. And he kind of loathes being part of that culture and helping start that.
He was coming to Fort Lauderdale back in 2002 or 3, and a lot of us on the station I was on liked him, so we got tickets. And then I got sick, and I couldn't go. But at that time, we just thought he was wickedly funny.
It is great delivery.
But, you know, then, you know, he jumped on board the good ship Obama and became part of, you know, the left-wing echo chamber, and that's when I lost interest. The only time he ever, I wonder if I have that clip, ever did anything but blow smoke like the rest of them up Obama's butt was when Obama made that ridiculous statement. You know, here's another example. Some people won't even believe me that he actually said this, but there was a point in the first term where he said, well, you know, I think our soldiers should use private insurance instead of the VA. And he took him to task on that one. Jon Stewart did. But that was about it. And that's one reason why I can't think of anybody more responsible for the election of Donald Trump than Barack Obama and the media that looked the other way for 8 years. As, oh, we can't do that. We can't get those jobs back. Whoa, hope it changed. You know, Peace Prize for what? It's a joke. Anyhow, it's 5:33. We don't want to talk about him. This story that, and we talked to Brent McDonald about it, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Shareholders are backing a proposal to remove him. You know, Facebook and all these social media giants are going to have to make a decision soon. Now, they may all be in tech country in California, and they all may be grandiose ivory tower liberals, but they are completely out of touch with the rest of the country. And if they continue to use their powers with the search engines and everything else to eliminate points of view, to hide certain stories, or to promote certain stories or results, I don't know. You know, I'm not really a big fan of Congress intervening or regulating. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the reasons the economy is doing well right now is they've taken a lot of regulatory crap off businesses so they could start to thrive in an atmosphere of economic freedom. But so I can't say I'd be wholeheartedly for it. On the other hand, if they do, who's going to blame them? Because they have this enormous power. And yeah, there are different companies and stuff, but let's face it, it's Google, Microsoft, Facebook, YouTube. That's a Google thing, right? I mean,
it is, yeah.
This is very parallel to what was going on 100 years ago when they started chopping up, what was Obama's favorite term? Whoa, it's too big to fail. He was really saying, whoa, they gave me too much money for my campaign, so I own.
Right. I just worry that it will turn into like what Teddy Roosevelt did, that we're going to break up this company at the behest of another major corporate player. In the name of doing it for the public, of course, you're serving some of it. Once you open up the government to doing that, which, I mean, the government's been doing it for a while now, just hands off the internet. I don't care how bad Facebook starts to suck. If they really start sucking that bad, people will find alternatives. And part of me wonders, especially with like Facebook and Twitter, are they overblown? Like you just mentioned, the amount of power they have.
Yeah.
I've started thinking, do they really have that much power? Do the company itself, does the platform itself have that much power?
Is it just kind of. You know what they love to do? They love to. They do that daily thing with their logo.
Yeah, well, Google does, yeah.
And they conveniently ignore significant things that are conservative achievements and salute some minor thing. Or they love to, the 4th of July comes, I think it happened, but if it didn't, they've done similar things where, or Memorial Day or Veterans Day where, you know, they come up with some obtuse thing to make a fuss over. It's their way of saying, F you, you know, we're going to do everything. We're going to be part of this cult of denying history because once you erase history and there's no point of reference, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I think in the next 10 years, and maybe I'll put my money where my mouth is and invest in the stock market. The next 10 years, I don't think Facebook or Twitter or even Google, because they're having trouble making revenue with traditionally with ads.
I've also been finding out that they've been claiming page view numbers that are not accurate.
Facebook, there's a big scandal where they just were claiming video numbers.
Yeah.
But so Facebook, Google, Twitter, I don't think they're going to be the big behemoths in the room. If I look at current companies that are big, I think Amazon will continue to kick ass.
Yeah.
Because they're just so diverse in what they do. And Apple does a pretty damn good job, too. But that could change as well. But Amazon's the one that's really, they have all sorts of different revenue streams. They know what they're doing. We'll see. And then even Bezos has even started Blue Frontiers. Is it Blue Frontiers? Something like that.
Siri, are you trying to...
No, what's interesting about Siri... If you ask her about, saying her, I just gendered a stupid disembodied program.
The left doesn't like it when you genderfy anything. There's no such thing as boys and girls, you know.
If you ask Siri about what are your origins, what is your purpose, Siri?
Yeah.
She will give you some snarky answer back. I don't like to talk about myself, Joseph.
Really?
Like, yeah, I've asked Siri those sorts of questions.
Joey, it's the top of the fifth inning. The Dodgers did get a hit, but they're still down 1-0 to the Brewers in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, do they have a runner on base? That's a tying opportunity right there.
Actually, top of the fifth means the Brewers are up.
Oh, okay. I was confused about who's home, who's away. Yeah, a lot of action.
Siri, are you trying to influence my political opinion?
Let's talk about you. Not me.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. What are your origins?
I would rather talk about your calendar and dinner plans, Joseph.
I've changed mine to a British accent, by the way. I like the sound of a British woman.
Well, isn't that nice?
See, but notice, let's talk about you and your dinner plans.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. What exactly are you? It says, I'm not sure I understand.
Oh.
Yeah. It's interesting how these things work.
It's off to Baumhauer's in about 20 minutes. It's Norm MacDonald's birthday, so we're closing out today with a bunch of our favorite clips from my favorite comedian. I know a lot of you love him, too.
It says Mr. World contest on the TV. You ever see this? Big bodybuilding contest, the Mr. World. So this guy wins it. He's the best in the world. He's Mr. World. So then they say at the end, they say, hey, don't miss next month, the Mr. Universe contest. I don't know about you guys, but I'm putting my money on Mr. World on this one, you know. I figure he's a shoo-in with his home planet advantage and everything. This guy, you know, this guy's a... You know, the guy's pretty well... But I don't know. You can't figure, you know? You ever see them sports where they try to combine two sports together, make a new sport, you know, they don't even go together, you know, like, you gotta run 100-yard dash and then fish. Guys, fishing in a creek over there. What the hell's going on here? It's not cliff diving. There's a hell of a sport. Hey, guy diving off a cliff. You ever see that? What the hell kind of sport is that? There's no way of telling who's a better cliff diver. You know, there's a bunch of guys diving off a cliff. You can't tell. You know, if you survive at all, you're a pretty good cliff diver. You know, you're a great cliff diver. There's only two categories in cliff diving. I was reading that. There's grand champion and stuff on a rock. Tough sport to make a comeback in, I'll tell you that. They don't...
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some heavy traffic in the 85 southbound area from Alabama State all the way down to the interchange and then on to 65 northbound. You'll also see some heavy traffic there coming off of North Boulevard going up toward Highway 143. There is a disabled vehicle in the area of the interchange, so be very careful if you're coming through that way. Also seeing some heavy traffic on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way back down past the interstate. 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway is pretty heavy right now. Begin your real estate career at the Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Governor Kay Ivey's doctor confirms that she was hospitalized during a 2015 trip to Colorado. But Ivey disputes a statement from the state's former top law enforcement officer, Spencer Collier, that she had suffered a mini stroke. The 74-year-old says she had altitude sickness and is in good health. Ivey released a letter from her doctor saying he saw no evidence of a mini stroke. Wetumpka police are investigating a stabbing incident. Police responded to a domestic violence call at an apartment complex Tuesday night. When they arrived on the scene, they found two people with multiple stab wounds. Police continue to investigate. One person has been hurt when a single-engine plane crashed into some woods in East Alabama. There were three people on the plane when it came down near Interstate 85 near Opelika around 10 o'clock last night. One person was treated for minor injuries. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying somewhat cooler air for the next few days. In fact, tonight, partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 57. Not bad. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine, a fairly comfortable day with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. On Friday, high around 76 with clouds on the increase. There's a chance of showers by Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday as a strong cold front approaches the area. We will be much cooler on Sunday. I think the highs will be in the upper 60s and then the 40s on Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch production farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I saw a hypnotist when I was a boy, when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Ravine the Impossibilist.
The Impossibilist. And you saw him in a theater? Or?
Yes, in a big theater. And I don't know if you've ever seen these shows. They bring up guys from the audience, and they talk to them, and then one guy can speak Martian. And then he touched the other guy. Ooh, he can do something else. And then a quarterback. And then another guy's a chicken. Right. So anyways, they go, and everybody runs around. So anyways, I'll never forget, I was sitting there on the aisle with my brother, and the guy that thought he was a chicken came running by me, pecking at things, and, you know, cluck, 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 and all this.
So he was pecking at things.
So it was, you know, grain and sure, his own feces and all sorts of things. So he exits anyways, and then after the show, I'm quite astonished by the whole thing, because I'm only a young lad, and I go out into the parking lot, and I see the guy. There's the guy that was the chicken. So I walk up to the guy, and I go, man, how'd that feel? It must have been amazing. You feel like a chicken, right? How'd that feel? And he goes, oh, it was cool.
Really?
So then I thought, I don't know. You know, because imagine if for 15 minutes you thought you were a chicken, right? Then afterwards you'd be like... And then I go, I say, how'd it feel? I act like a chicken. You go, You know, he'd have to spend the rest of his life trying to get back on track because his mind had been shattered.
Shattered by the experience of being a chicken?
Well, of course. If you thought for 10 minutes that you were actually a chicken, would you be able to do the show the next night?
I guess not.
Or would you go,
no,
that was cool.
You're exactly right.
News Talk 93.1 FM. One of our favorite people is on the phone. Charles Hollis, how are you?
Hello.
Who's this? You took the information.
Michaela.
Hey, Michaela.
How are you, Michaela?
Good.
Are you at Baumhauer's?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I'm going to see you over there soon.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
I'm on radio, right?
You're already there?
No, she's asking if she's on radio. You're on radio.
You're on the radio, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mumnut said hello.
Mumnut's there, all right.
Yeah, it's been a while for time, my friend. Y'all come enjoy yourself.
All right, we appreciate it, guy.
And I
We'll be over there in just a few minutes. Thanks so much for the call. Charles Hollis. Big day for me, my first year in Montgomery, when I got my own talk show, and he was my first caller, because I knew him from listening to Don Markwell. Hang on.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news.
It's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
It may seem like we held on to this.
Which?
51%. What is it with the a-holes in this country? Fox, stop polling people. You're no better than the rest of them. Bunch of crap. They're all going to be wrong again. Same people that were wrong last time. By the way, did you notice that Hillary is out there stumping for the vote in Wisconsin?
Oh, good God.
The one state she thought she had the bag and didn't go to, and Trump ended up winning. Stupid.
Anyway, most electrifying story of the day
is the Mueller report. I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. What are the three words we have not seen in the news? It was all Kavanaugh, and you know, they've always got the next thing lined up that they're all going to focus on because, let's face it, the media is not independent of each other. That goes back to Journalist, when they used to caucus together from different media organizations to see how they were going to spin Obama's mistakes and this program and that program so they could advance the leftist agenda. That's what they are. Then they wonder why they're going out of business. Well, Fox News today has an article. We'll give them credit for this. If there had been anything, you know, this whole Mueller report, $20 million, and a couple of people have left to move on with their lives. If anything damaging about Donald Trump and Russia collusion, which, by the way, isn't even a crime, had surfaced, we would have had that leaked to us long ago because it would have created perhaps enough of a negativity where the midterms just might be. I've never really thought it would be a blue wave because the economy is doing too well, but a blue puddle, maybe. And honestly, if the Democrats get the House, and I, at this point, if I were betting, I would say no, they won't. It might be close. But people are, as we get closer to election, they're going to say, you know, things are going pretty good. This guy has actually kept a lot of promises. It, you know, with the nonstop blast from the media, I think his poll numbers would be even higher. Maybe they are. And people, after seeing, you know, conservatives get beat up by Antifa and stuff, are just afraid to say what they're really thinking. Because maybe that goes into a record and maybe somebody, what's this, the power rankings on the House? Likely leans, there's 31 toss-ups, 207 definite blue districts, 197 definite red.
Right, it's just the odd, whereas the Senate's completely different.
That's a lock. But what good is it having a majority in the Senate if the House is going to spend 2 years trying to impeach him for what? I don't know. And conducting relentless and endless investigations on Kavanaugh and Trump. And I really don't want to endure that. But if there was anything damning against Trump in the Mueller report, it would have been leaked. And that will come out, as we learned today, after the midterms. Don't forget, Mr. Electric is still offering a $200 discount on panel upgrades and replacements through the end of the month of October. We've been passing along all kinds of fire safety tips because electrical fires, or fires that originate in your electrical system, man, they spread quickly and they are about as thoroughly devastating as any fire can be. Oftentimes, by the time a fire department might show up, it's too late to salvage anything because they're that vicious. Many of those things can be avoided. Never plug two heat-producing items in the same outlet. Check the wires on your older appliances to make sure they're not frayed. Make sure that they are completely inserted into the socket. All of those things can end up being trouble. And by the way, if you have any doubts whatsoever about the condition of your electrical system in your home, call Mr. Electric and have everything checked out like we did. We had a lot of lights that weren't coming out. We didn't know. We got some out exterior lighting. I don't even know where to get the bulbs or how to replace them. So I'll be calling Mr. Electric soon to have that work done. But for this month, Rich just had that Generac backup generator installed. That kicks in the moment the power's out, for whatever reason. And after seeing what we've seen to the south of us, that's a nice peace of mind to have. So call Mr. Electric at 269-8886, 269-8886. Perhaps you get to speak to the magical Wendy. If not, tell them what you need done. They offer on-time appointments, and upfront pricing on all service at Mr. Electric or visit MrElectric.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of light traffic left over on 85 southbound between South Union and the interchange. Also ramping off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound. You'll see a little bit of traffic there. An accident showing up on the Eastern Boulevard. That'll be right before you get to Atlanta Highway. It is not backing traffic up too much at the moment. Also seeing on 85 northbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. A little bit of extra traffic backed up there. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Brewers, the game will be on over at Baumhauer's over there, Joey, but for those of you listening, it's 1-1 now. The Dodgers got to run and tied the Brewers. Let's hope it doesn't take 5 hours to finish the game like it did last night.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if they drew out this draw.
That game last night was ending when Rich Thomas woke up this morning at 1:30.
Good Lord. That's, you don't want to kiss your sister that long.
So I'm getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's.
Real quick, do you want to do our movie matchup thing here?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got four matchups tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
What am I supposed to tell you?
Just which one you would rather watch or you think is better. Any rationale, really. But tonight, the first matchup is The Shining versus Halloween, the original Halloween from
Halloween, without question.
Okay. Second matchup, The Exorcist versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The Exorcist.
Okay. Amityville Horror versus A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Amityville Horror.
All right. And then Hellraiser, Friday the 13th.
I've never seen Hellraiser, Friday the 13th. I've seen one, so I'll go with that.
Okay. Thank you. I will factor that into who moves on.
What do those movies have in common? Evil. They all have evil. And that's the Joey Clark Radio Hour coming up next. I'll see you at Baumhauer's in a few.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. And as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of